Dictation for Luan, L-O-U-A-N-N, Rolston, R, as in rifle, O-L-S-T, as in today, O-N. April 11, 65, addresses a letter to Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-A, Bazouin, B as in boy, A-Z, as in zoo, U-I-N-P-A-C, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Bazouin, consultation for Mrs. Rolston with elevated creatinine potassium. She has a history of diabetes for 20 years or longer, as well as coronary artery disease. She is on a low dose of ACE inhibitor lisinopril. Recent kidney ultrasound, normal size without obstruction. However, there is evidence of increased PEAK, P-E-A-K, systolic velocity on the left renal artery. Which potentially might represent renal artery stenosis. Her appetite and weight is stable, no vomiting or dysphagia. There was isolated diarrhea in December that has resolved without any bleeding, presently normal bowel movements, good urine output without infection, cloudiness or blood, no major nocturia or incontinence, no kidney stone, no gross edema, does have neuropathy from diabetes, up to the ankles without any ulcerations. She does have a calluses on the left foot, sometimes gets open, presently dry, prior antibiotic exposure, including Bactrim, but not at the present time, prior toe amputation, number one on the left toe, number three on the right toe. She's fairly active. There is some degree of lightheadedness on standing, but no recent falling episode. She uses a walker. No chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, oxygen, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Does have chronic headaches. Occasionally takes Advil for neck arthritis. Next paragraph has medical history, diabetes at least 20 years, peripheral neuropathy, although no foot ulcers, denies retinopathy, glaucoma. She takes ACE inhibitors for diabetes, kidney disease, but she denies hypertension. There has been coronary artery disease with a three-vessel bypass surgery 2014. Done at Bay City, B-A-Y-C-I-T-I, denies heart attack, no arrhythmia, no valve abnormalities. She's not been told about congestive heart failure, no pacemaker, no TIS or a stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no kidney stones, gout, pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries include toe amputation, number one on the right, number three on the left, three coronary artery bypass, a benign cyst removed from the fallopian tube, question right-sided, gallbladder, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, smoking started age 18, between half a pack to one pack per day, was off for 10 years, and now back again since 2010. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, has one daughter, which is healthy, 18 years old, no kidney disease in the family. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, lisinopril, pravacol, novoloc, aspirin, iron replacement, thyroid, insulin, glargine, G-L-A-R-G-I-N-E, occasionally Advil. Next paragraph, weight 142, blood pressure 120/66, good historian, alert to dentist 93, no respiratory distress. This was a teleconference. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from January There was a potassium of 6.4, repeat down to 5.8. Normal sodium acid base, creatinine, recently at 1.26 for a GFR around 48, stage 3. Elevated calcium at 10.5, a normal phosphorus albumin, normal white blood cell platelets, mild anemia 11.8 with an MCV of 89. Trace of blood in the urine, 2 plus of protein. In December, creatinine 1.29, anemia 11.2. Another December 1.72, persistent 2-3 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, mild anemia 10.9. October last year, creatinine 0.89, 1.11. June last year, 1.14. Kidney ultrasound, 10.9 right, 10.8 left. No obstruction stones or masses. On the left side, the peak systolic velocity, 267, and that's considered suggestive for renal artery stenosis. I review records that you provided, including your progress notes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Appears to have subacute or chronic renal failure. Background of diabetes and she denies hypertension. She does have, however, proteinuria, which likely represents diabetic nephropathy. She has peripheral vascular disease. Excuse me, she has atherosclerosis based on prior 3-vessel bypass surgery, concern for renal artery stenosis based on the Doppler on the left side. Does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or nothing to suggest volume overload. Blood test is going to be repeated. She needs to do a low potassium diet. I did not stop lisinopril, but that might need to be changed or adding a diuretic. I'm going to obtain an echocardiogram, if not done within the last 1 or 2 years. Lisinopril might be helping with the blood pressure control, but will not protect against evolving renal artery stenosis or progressive renal disease in that kidney. We'll see patient back with results. I will keep you posted, end of dictation.